Can I get the mover for the adoption of the agenda? Honorable Smith, supported by Honorable Mabila Ngwenya. Members, as indicated in our last meeting, we noted that there were two members from one party representing smaller parties, and we agreed that we're going to raise that matter with the Parliament Administration as well as the Chief Whip's Committee. Indeed, the matter was raised. It was indicated to us that that was a mistake. It shouldn't have been, because the other member was actually going to be an alternate for that party. They were not both of them members of this committee. So we were then given the name of Honorable Ngwabe, who will now be the one that represents smaller parties together with the Honorable Buthelezi. So that matter has been corrected accordingly. Secondly, I would want to apologize to members for a short notice of this meeting, which was supposed to have been tomorrow. The reason we had to do a quick consultation with members and finally agree is because the majority of members indicated that tomorrow, Friday 22nd, they may not be available, some of them because of the flight, and therefore we thought, given the importance of this committee, we do need to meet this week and at least go through these two issues, which is from legal services to take us through the processes of amending the constitution and then go through a proposed program for the committee. I'm sure members would agree with us for having done that a change in terms of the date of our meeting. Yes, Honorable Mayor.
No, thanks, Chair. I don't have a problem with it. The apology is accepted. But I want to indicate, Chair, that some of us had engagements that were supposed to happen tomorrow that we cancelled specifically for this meeting. And we are serving in other committees. And I believe that Fridays will be quite relevant for these meetings. This change is fine, but I think going forward, we should make it a point that the meeting sits on Fridays.
Thank you, Honorable Mayila. I would suggest that maybe we come to that issue towards the end of the meeting today to actually get some inputs on the proposed date for the meeting of this ad hoc committee. Would members agree to that? Thank you very much. Can I take any apology, if any? Yes, Honorable. Honorable? Lottery. Okay. Honorable Mkalipi?
Honorable Floyd Shivambu, Chair.
Honorable Floyd Shivambu?
And J.S. Malima.
And Honorable Malima? Apologies. Are there any other apologies? Is that so? Honorable Swart also had sent out his apology. Thank you very much. Apologies have been noted and accepted. Honourable members, in terms of our program, I would ask legal service.
Yes, Honourable.
May I respectfully raise, sorry for it being belated, the apology for Honourable Maloy.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much. Honourable Maloy also tendered his apology. Can I now move to the presentation from legal services on the process that we need to follow for the amendment of the constitution? Can the documents be circulated? There is also on screen the presentation. Honourable Fundamentalist.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, members. I do apologise for addressing you from the side, but this is where the connection to the projection is. Chair, I'm going to go through this presentation quite quickly, because the presentation itself, members have it. They can look through the documentation. The rationale for looking at this presentation or for the process is so that the members are enabled to consider the program of this committee, what and how we will approach this. So, Chair, the first step, and members, the first step in any committee bill is that it must the committee must obtain permission. And, of course, in this case, there is already a National Assembly resolution given on the 6th of December 2018. Now, the one thing that this committee faces that makes it more difficult is that not only are you sitting with the requirements of a committee bill, but also the requirements set by Section 74 of the Constitution, because we are dealing with a constitutional amendment bill. So you will note that throughout my presentation I will be referring to both the National Assembly rules as well as Section 74, and both of these sources will inform the process. So now that the committee has permission, committee has been established, how do we go about it? Well, the first step in the development of a bill is to develop the policy. So the committee needs to consider, what is the mischief that we want to address? Are we all on the same page on what the problem is? So we will look at the Constitutional Review Committee report. We might want to call in some experts. We might want to look at challenges in practice. How did Section 25 assist or not assist? And then what is the best solution? Do we only amend one subsection in Section 25? Were there more than one subsection that was problematic? Do we need to insert something? Do we need to take something out? Do we need to expand? So all of those questions this committee needs to ask itself. And then once those decisions have been taken, then we will develop a bill. That bill that is drafted will then be presented to this committee, and then the committee starts interrogating it. Is the wording what we want? Does the wording reflect the policy instructions that this committee has given? There might be questions that come up while the bill is developed, and the committee will then consider those questions. So this is going to be the bulk of the work of the committee, the policy and then interrogating that bill. Once the committee is satisfied that the bill before it looks like what the committee wants, it does what the committee wants it to do, then the next process is one of consultation and reporting. Now, first off, the committee needs to consult the joint tagging mechanism on advice on classification of the bill. I think this one is relatively easy. It's quite clear. It's a constitutional amendment bill. It will be a Section 74. We need to look at the subsection that will apply. What, however, is important is that one of the questions before the joint tagging mechanism is whether the bill needs to be referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders. And as this bill deals with land, I would recommend that definitely it must be so referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders. The relevant act that deals with that requires 30 days to be given to the National House of Traditional Leaders to consider the bill and comment. The National Assembly rules then also requires members that the bill must be published in the National Government Gazette for public comment. And the rules require that the committee must give the public at least 3 weeks. The Constitution says between publication and introduction must be at least 30 days. So we're even looking, and we need to consider that these periods when we publish. Then a further consultation that is required by the Constitution is that the proposed bill must also be submitted to the provincial legislatures for their views. At the same time that all of this is happening, and in practice it actually happens before, is the committee will adopt a report that goes to the House that will say to the House, this is the bill that we're proposing, this is what we will be publishing, what we will be calling comment on, etc. In other words, to give the Assembly that information. Then the further steps in this process. Now the bill has been out there, we've got the comments from the public. Now we need to ask the relevant department to make submissions. In this case, I think there might be more than one department that would be relevant. There must be meaningful opportunities for public participation in this lawmaking process. So in other words, all the comments received will have to be considered by this committee. Taking from past experience, I believe that there will have to be public hearings. The question, of course, that does come up is, should it just be in Cape Town? Should the committee go somewhere? All of these questions will have to be dealt with at that time. I would not suggest that the committee grapple with it now. Let us first see what comments are received, where they are received from. If it is like only big corporations, then we know there is a problem and so on. But we can deal with it at that stage. Then, of course, once the committee has done all of this consultation, it may make further amendments to the bill. Some of the inputs received from the public might be, no, this is not going far enough, or, no, you need to also change this because now we have an anomaly, etc. So the committee can then make further amendments to that bill. Once the committee is then satisfied that the bill has taken into account the comments from the public, provincial legislatures, the National House of Traditional Leaders, then that bill is adopted by the committee. The joint acting mechanism must again be consulted. This is simply a requirement by the rules. There will be a certification that the bill is constitutional and complies with drafting practice, and it will be placed on the order paper for second reading. Now, the next step from the constitution is that once that bill is introduced, it must remain in the National Assembly under the line on the order paper for at least 30 days. So that is that. I think for now the first two slides are the most important. The development of the policy and the bill and the consultation and reporting processes. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you very much, Ms. Van der Merwe. As she has said, this really is the process that is to help the committee to know what processes it must follow. We thought it was necessary and relevant for all of us. I'm not sure whether there are comments that members would like to make. Yes, Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. The 30 days that you talk of, can they run concurrently? Like if it's 30 days to the traditional leaders, 30 days to whichever other party?
Are there any other questions, Honourable Member?
Thank you, Chair. Very much in line with what was said by my colleague. I would recommend that Ms. van der Merwe give us a chart with a roadmap. In other words, we start today. The 30 days for whatever it is would end on that day, so that we know that if we start on the 1st of March, for instance, those 30 days and everything would take us to the 1st of June or 1st of July. So that we all know exactly what the roadmap is like. To supplement what we have here, that would make life easier for us too.
Thank you. I was going to suggest, if members agree, that maybe for now we just clarify the 30 days and the concurrence, and then when we go to the program, the proposed program from the management committee, we can then look and see what does that say in terms of the timelines. Remember?
Thank you very much, sir. I listened carefully as she was talking about possibility of public hearings. She didn't say it's a must. Now, maybe that's something that we would need to deliberate on at some point as part of our program. And the reason I'm coming up is because we have already had public hearings on the proposed amendment of the Constitution. Maybe we will not need to go back to the public again on that. But what would we be taking to the public if we do go that route? Because I said possibly, you know, it may be wise to go for public hearings. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honor. Remember, I think when we look at the proposed program, again, we would look and have some deliberations on that. Honor, Member, and then Honor, Member Mkhalipi.
Thank you, Chairperson. The clarity on the submission of the comments from the public or provincial legislatures to the speaker, written comments. for tabling? Is it done after it has been considered, the comments have been considered by the committee, or it's prior?
Thank you. Honourable Khalifin?
No, I'm covered, Chair. But Filton has covered me. But if I can also get a program that the chairperson has talked about of the committee.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought the secretary had already circulated. He's circulating it now. Are there any comments to the presentation? If not, I'll ask Ms. van der Merwe just to clarify the questions that have just been raised by members. Yes, Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. You will guide me. The issues that have to do with somewhat proceeding with the work that whose basis was laid by the CRC. That's one point for clarity, Chair. The other point for clarity would be if there are court orders ensuing from prior processes, and how do we integrate all that into this? Maybe it's appropriate to raise it here, Chair, or you'll advise me as to when one can raise those. Thank you.
Thank you very much. When we come to the program, we've tried to factor some of those in. Maybe just to clarify, members, as you know, that the CRC was established as part of the resolution to the House in February 2018. It had a specific mandate, whose mandate actually enabled it to go out and consult broadly about the need for the amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution. There were public comments, there were also written comments that, and also presentations that happened. Those were deliberated upon, brought back to the House for the House to approve the report, which then happened, which concluded the mandate of the CRC at that point. You recall that there was a court case by AfriForum on actually interdicting the process in terms of the Parliament approving that report. And we thought as the management team that we will ask at a particular stage, as you will see when we propose the program, that the lawyer was representing Parliament will just brief us about what was the actual order in respect of that case. But the mandate of the CRC concluded when Parliament adopted the report. Then Parliament, particularly the National Assembly, because that has not happened in the NCOP as yet, decided to pass a resolution that sets up an ad hoc committee to now amend the Constitution. So that's the mandate of this ad hoc committee. That is why Ms. van der Merwe was then taking this committee through on the process of amending the Constitution, what steps must be followed. And she will then give clarity to the questions that have been raised by members arising on a procedure of the amendment of the Constitution. We will then come afterwards to say this is the proposal of the program that we would ask members to look at, that we must follow as we undertake this process. And I think we will then deliberate on that proposal. We have not put specific dates, but in our program, as you will see, we're talking about weeks. So we can then determine, also take into consideration the earlier point by Honorable Maila on the date for the meeting of this committee. But for now, if members allow me, I will ask Ms. van der Merwe just to respond to those questions that have been raised. Over to you, Member.
Thank you, Chair. Members, yes, the days can run concurrently. In other words, our consultation with the National House of Traditional Leaders, with the public, with the provincial legislatures, will all be happening during the same period of time. The
there were questions asked that are more into detail in the process. For instance, the tabling of the comments received, that happens with the introduction of the bill. But I have sent the slides that I've presented to the committee secretary, and I will maybe request that he distributes that to members, because in the notes to these slides, I have given a more detailed process. It is quite intricate. Initially, it was about 6 or 7 slides, and I thought that's a lot of information to take in at once. So I rather went for a high-level process so that the committee can plan their program. And then just to confirm what the chair has said, this is a new committee. All its processes are new. We can use the Constitutional Review Committee as a source, but its processes are separate from this committee's processes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Van der Merwe. Can members allow us to move to the second item on the agenda, which is the proposed draft program? Since there's no comments, I take it that we agree. Members, if you look at the presentation that has been made, thank you, honorable members. We'll start with page 1 of that proposed program. We're suggesting that week 2, because now we are actually on week 1, where we have taken the briefing already and we are now considering program. Week 2, which is the week starting on the 25 to 1 March, that is next week, we are suggesting that we have a committee meeting where we would get the presentation of the summary of the report on the Constitutional Review Committee. Just to rehash, so it's not the detail, and we hope that members will read through the detail, but as Ms. Van der Merwe was indicating, that is a source document, just to say these were actually the areas in terms of what came out of that process. We also think during that meeting we must get the presentation from our legal team who actually represented us on that AfriForum case so that we can understand what was the essence of that order and be able to appraise ourselves so that it also guides us on the do's and the don'ts as we proceed with the process. Week 3 and 4, we think we can actually look at the issue that Ms. Van der Merwe was raising on the policy framework of the committee bill, where we are really going to deal with the mischief, as she says, and the solution. And we think it might be important to have presentation from the Land Claims Court, because it has for 25 years, maybe lesser, been dealing with some of the cases, and they might just share with us their experiences of where they have been stumbling blocks in their view arising out of the legislative framework that we've had, which facilitate equitable access to land and land reform and land restitution in particular. We will then also have experts, and I'm here going to invite members to make some suggestions to us on some of those aspects who can assist us on the amendment and looking at Section 25 and where amendments have been made. I know there are some legal minds that have made some pronouncement on some of these issues, people like Ngokai Tobi, Wim Trengrove, and others. And here members can guide us, you know, who are the experts that they are suggesting that maybe we can invite to come and make presentations to us. That would assist us to actually have meaningful deliberations on the policy, which will inform our work. And we think probably by week 5, if we are through with those discussions, we can then give instructions to the legal services to start the drafting and allow them space to do the drafting, and then on week 8 present their draft to us, which we will then deliberate on, and then the next steps follows when we take our decision and then ensure that we adopt the draft that we would have made and follow the processes of taking and sending it to the National House of Traditional Leaders and the respective provinces, and then come to the publishing for comment. So here, my secretary, I think after the presentation, obviously we will have to receive back the comments and prepare our report to the House on the work that we would have done. So this is the draft from us as the management team, which is now open for members to deliberate on and make input and guidance. Thank you. Honorable Maseko, followed by Honorable Baba, followed by Mkalipi, followed by Mwabe. Those are the hands I've noted as well. Honorable Maseko.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thanks for the presentation of the program. As it was said earlier on, now at this point where Ms. van der Merwe can then put in those 30 days and stuff like that, so that then we actually see when we deliberate on the number of days and the period that will take for the committee to consider. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm just worried about the Mondays and the Fridays on this program, because it's eating into our constituency work. And some of us, for example, I come from the Eastern Cape, and flights are a bit scarce. So I don't know if an effort can be made whereby we look at a time between a Tuesday and a Thursday, if it's going to be possible. That's just a recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Khalifi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Maybe if I shall engage the committee, I know that I'm not a member of the committee, but by virtue of being here, I can contribute. Instead of meeting weekly, if you can have a program that you can meet, maybe if I suggest that you should sit meet the whole week to deal with these issues. Because I remember very well that you have been mandated to finish within this term of office. And if you are going to finish out of the term of office, it means that the whole work that you have initiated as a committee, it will lapse. As you see, your program, Chairperson, it also ended week 12, 6 May to 7 June. So you begin to ask yourself, what will happen to this committee then? Because surely there will be a new parliament, a six parliamentary new one. So if I can make those suggestions.
Thank you, Honorable...
Oh, sorry, Chair, I am not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, also just to get a clarity here, week 2, according to the program, presentation of court order following legal challenge by AfriForum. Just to get a clarity to you, Chair, and the management committee, as you also alluded to that fact, if we have challenged this thing as Parliament.
Okay, we'll give clarity to that, Honorable Mavia, and then Honorable Rosina and Honorable Filtane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to colleagues. Chair, I will start on what Honorable Mkhalif is saying on the presentation of a court order. Because we are running against time, I'm of the view that maybe we can add another activity there, because presentation of a court order might take an hour presentation. Some of us were there in court. It might take an hour inclusive of questions and clarities, and then it will be the end of it. Just look at it as a managing committee, maybe if we can add another item. But also, Chairperson, my clarity is on page 2. Some members have mentioned the issue of public hearings. When I look at our program, I'm not clear whether, although in that item of deliberations on the committee bill, is that referred to that? Because I think, Chair, in as much as we have not taken maybe a firm decision, that we are going to have it or not, but we must provide the provision in our program for that. Should it happen that we need public hearings, we do not have to start afresh and amend our program. Let us just have it. But if it is covered on that 15 to 19 April deliberations on the committee bill, I'll be fine. Sure, that is not clear as to who's deliberating where. Thank you.
Honourable Suminya.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I wanted to raise the issue of us having meetings on Friday, as raised by Honourable Mahila, because this is the ad hoc committee, and there are other committees of Parliament that already have schedules to sit on those days. And Friday is the only day that is available for some of us, because Parliament has given each committee a date to meet, and all those days are occupied. And I suggest that we should agree with Honourable Maika that we should be on Friday. And it's not going to be possible, Chair, that this committee will then replace activities of Parliament meeting every day when there are committees that must sit on daily basis and sittings that they must sit.
Thank you. Ms. Fanimeva, can you respond to some of the questions that have been raised? Oh, sorry, Honourable Fultani.
Thank you, Chair. Week 3 and 4, a bit of a concern, maybe should I say, a different opinion about items 2 and 3. That is presentation by Land Claims Court on challenges and presentation by identified experts on changes needed. My question is whether the issue about the presentation on Land Claims Court is intended, put there, with the intention of influencing the policy direction that it comes before the drafting of the bill by our legal services. Has it been put there strategically so that we can be exposed to being influenced by those court decisions? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just asking, want to know if that is the intention. The same applies to the identified experts. I don't know whether these are experts who are already into the mind of actually changing the Constitution, or whether they will still debate whether the Constitution should be amended or not. When you say identified, so I would like to know, in other words, qualify what you mean by saying identified experts. Identified by whom? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masebo and Honorable Nguni.
Chair, thank you very much. I think on the point that was raised by Honourable Fultani on identified by who, I think you did give a direction, Chair, that we need to identify. I think the name of Advocate Ngai Tobi and Trent Grove is some aspect that I would like to propose that they be part of those who will help the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. I should probably join colleagues in commending your work, Chair, with the management committee. From a mere pronouncement, some kind of roadmap can now be seen, save for the request by Honourable Smith on the earlier item that even the legal roadmap by Advocate Fanamerve and team should also overlap with this one, so that as we have the chronological one, we also are mindful of the legal. I think there's been an attempt to infuse the legal into this one, but it would be nice to also be so clear on it as well. Chair, I wanted to deliberate a bit on the Friday question, but my colleagues have raised it adequately. I support the issue about Friday and the motivations by Honourable Maida and Honourable Smith. The next issue, Chair, as we throw suggestions and with respect to
even the committee secretary and the team, it might as well mean that providing the actual dates is too much of a detail. It's really at a task level. Before task, you have just the other broader parameters, maybe at the level of the task. But Chair, that's why we have you, the Chair. You would consider in a certain week the program in the House, the program of what, and the political consultations with the various chief whips, it might be constituency or whatever, and then you would be able to convene us. My strong motivation, Chair, if a committee secretary was alert, is that we fly with the program and the additions that are proposed, but that we be soft on dates, because there are suggestions in 1 week we might even be able to sit 3 times for argument's sake, like as was suggested earlier on. So if we bind ourselves to the specifics of the dates, we might find that we have straitjacketed our own selves, Chair. But the chronology of the program, I think I support. May I then, Chair, speak on two issues on the that are deliberated there, that are set out there. In actual fact, Chair, starting with the Concord, and Uzizi, we serve together, Honourable Fildane, so he knows I will not necessarily be responding to him. It's my independent
it's
take.
It's not the Concord, it's the Land
Claims. Sorry, Land Claims Court. Thank you, Chair. You're dead right. I don't serve with you, Chair, on any committee. How did you read my mind? Thank you, Chair. Thank you. The Land Claims Court, Chair. Thank you for the correction. Absolutely. Yeah. Because in both worlds, I deal with both. Deal with the Land Claims Court in my other capacity. I suggest, Chair, that we develop a little bit the issue about the Land Claims Court. There are other organs of the constitutionally enshrined. The Land Claims Commission, for instance, is much more of a it's much more also in that space. Although the separation of roles between commission and court. So I am definitely suggesting a clear insertion of the Land Claims Commission there alongside the Land Claims Court. Chair, the experts that have been identified, I think, Chair, you made examples. I wanted to propose that we support as a committee, and I'm not proposing any closure. If someone thinks of any other expert to also answer a colleague, fill in. Who's asking? Who will be these? I think, Chair, as a committee, let's have the privilege to can be able to raise. You made suggestions, Chair. I support those, like Advocate Nwaitobi, Advocate Trengrove, and so on. There are other experts like Professor Ruth Hall. So that is that. What is an omission there, Chair, from my other portfolio and capacity? Is the practitioners. Practitioners are not necessarily experts, they are experts by virtue of being practitioners. They are people on the field, in the farming, in the, I can mention names, even if at times I differ with them, like the Agri-FAs and others. So the practitioners is another lecture. The expert being more in the academic and what space is another leg. So I suggest the inclusion of that leg of the practitioner. I do know that Honorable Ngwenya Mabila, on her other capacities, would have a bag full from which we can really extract the key practitioners who would give us kind of a feel. And having said that, Chair, to round it off, the discussion on the policy framework can take preliminary and post the presentations. The reason is, preliminary, we're still talking from the blank sheet and our own political mandates only. But beyond the presentations by these two legs of bodies, as far as I'm concerned, the first one being the experts, the other one being the practitioners, that could be identified. Beyond them, then the policy discussion
takes a much more enriched form. We could wrap it up on the second leg. That's what I was going to propose, Chair, in a nutshell. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think we must be mindful people are also going to caucuses. So let's narrow the debate just to the program. We will deal with the detail when we come to those areas. I just want to answer some of the questions so that members, as they contribute, will be advised. On the issue of the Land Claims Court, it wasn't necessarily for the court to influence, but because it's an institution that has been dealing with land claims matters, land reform related matters like your extension of security of tenure with respect to farm workers and their security of tenure. In large measure, their mandate has also been guided by Section 25. So given that we're amending that section, we just thought it would be good for the court just to present to us what, in their view, are the areas that we may need to look at in this amendment as we do so. So that was the reason. But also, as the management committee, we are open for advice from members to say, these are the other people maybe you need to look at, like the proposed land commission, as I said. It could be others in terms of where people think they would add value. Our mandate is very clear. The report, I mean, the resolution of the House was amended. But obviously, as this committee, we will then say, this is what came out of the consultation. What are those areas of amendment? How far do you go? Are some of them, as Advocate Van Meva was saying, disturbing, you know, certain sections of the Constitution, and how do you manage those? That's why that policy framework is very important as we engage to say what is actually the problem that we're trying to resolve with regards to that amendment. I will actually suggest, if members would allow me, that we go back and work with the committee section on the date for the meeting, because we'll have to look at what is the current program of the committees and where can we have space for the meeting of the ad hoc committee. Also, members have sensitized us that let's look at, you know, not also impacting negatively on their constituents' mandates, and particularly the days of Fridays and Mondays. So when we do that consultation, we will be able to look at all those factors. The issue of agency, some of the members have raised, and the issue of public consultation, as Advocate Van der Merwe has said, we may not deal with it now. Maybe when we start, particularly in week two with the framework, that can actually assist us to say, if you have to do that consultation, how far do you go? Issue of practitioners is also being raised. Do you only talk to farmers, farm workers, or who, you know? Also, we must be mindful that whoever we invite must assist in the process. So we're not opening the debate of the CRC, but rather as we engage going forward, we're guided by what our mandate of this committee is. On my list, I've got Honorable Mukwile and Honorable Mwabe first, and Mukwile, Mayila, Smith, and Sultan again. Honorable Mwabe?
As brief chairperson on the issue of experts, I think we should take into consideration what Babu Filtan have said, that we need an expert that would not, as we have said, reopen the debate or take us back. I just want to be clear, Chair, and say we need to consult experts who are progressive experts and people with a passion of what we are talking about.
Yeah. Guidance with the name.
I have two names, Chair. One, I have the name of the Deputy Judge President of KZN, Judge Madondo. The reason why I'm suggesting him is they've written a lot on traditional courts bill issues, and as well as land, tradition, legal issues. He's more on such particular area. Number two, at the end of the day, Chairperson, what we are doing, we need to pass the constitutional test. I therefore, on those reasons, suggest the name of the retired justice of the Constitutional Court, Justice Dikgang Mosendeke. I believe that those are the experts who are patriotic enough and who will help us wholeheartedly on what we want to do. Not just to invite any lawyer, a religious lawyer, we can't, because this is a program that people need to be achieving.
I would caution members not to say any lawyer, because all lawyers are great in their specific field, but I think what we really want is just suggestions from members to assist us on who can come. Also, we must appreciate that some of the members may not actually be available because of the nature of their work. But indeed, we would want to welcome as broad as, you know, we can, people who would help us. And I think we shouldn't shy away from people who might come from a different vantage point on some of these issues, because that is important to also enable the discussion. Honorable Mahila? Me? Oh, Mikule, sorry.
No, I know that I'm not an NA, you might forget me, Chair, it's fine.
Over to you.
No, Chair, I can see the framework of your program, but I would suggest that when you populate it, make sure that, you know, when we were dealing with the CRC, we were able to take in one day more than 5 presentations because of the time frame that we were working on. So I would suggest that the committee also can to narrow or compress the program to say when we deal with week one is we are dealing with presentations. Which presentation for which time in a day, allocate that. And I will say, Chair, Friday is a normal parliamentary working day. So as much as I will support colleagues that let this committee use Friday, because Friday is not for constituency, it's for parliamentary day. And then my suggestion, Chair, again the last time, is that all the presentations, like your court ruling and all those things, let it be on week one, that is the Friday that comes next week. And then other issues that has to deal with content and legal, let's put it on week three, and then moving like that, because we must as well make a point that we give NCOP time to go and deliberate on the draft bill that will come from NA. So if you can compress your time so that before we end the term, at least NCOP has an opportunity just to go and brief provinces. Thank you very much.
Thank you, colleagues, for the suggestion. Indeed, I think earlier on when Honorable Ngwabe was also making a presentation, was looking at how we could add some of the programs. But I just want to say to members, I do appreciate the proposals that members are making on the days of the meeting, and we will consult, as I say, with the committee section, because we would also be guided by that program. I would, however, also indicate to members the need for our sensitivity in terms of other, you know, concerns, given that traveling to other provinces is not an easy thing. So we will have to factor that into consideration, which might actually mean if we finally agree on a Friday, maybe we may have to jump one Friday. Those would be, you know, people from KZN, for instance, if they miss Mango and BA, tough luck for them. People from Eastern Cape, sometimes they have to go via Johannesburg before they go to Eastern Cape. So I'm saying, as we all of do take into consideration the suggestions that members are making, we also have to be sensitive on some of these concerns
that members are raising.
May I crave your indulgence, sir? For me? Yeah, no, I know.
Order?
Yes. I'm chasing a flight, sir. I just want to drop a name and leave.
Okay.
The Valua General becomes very relevant. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Otherwise, you are okay with the broad framework. We've taken note of compressing certain things. Okay. Thank you. Honorable Maila, Honorable Smith.
Thanks very much.
Order, Honorable...
Thanks very much, Chair. I think, Chair, broadly, when we listen to the deliberations, in principle, we support the program as outlined, and then we'll just have to factor in this and that. But I wanted us to be alive to the issue of the court, be alive to the fact that those who took the CRC to court are not lying down. They might as well take us to court, this particular group. So we need to treat the issue of the court order as a by-the-way thing. We need to critically scrutinize it so that we don't fall into the trap and commit the mistakes that were committed if they were by the CRC. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's precisely why we thought that presentation by the legal representative on that matter is important for this committee. Honourable Smith.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Semenya and Mabila Ngwenya.
Just to maybe emphasize on what all colleagues have said earlier on. I think the first thing, Chair, the principle should be that we today develop a wish list and allow you as the Chair to go and populate it. We're not going to be able to do it here in terms of dates and so on. So in that spirit, Chair, I support Mwabo in but I'm saying, and these are just names that we're putting to you. I would suggest a name, for instance, like Albi Sachs, because it's not only going to talk about here. He's been there from day one in terms of the spirit and letter of both the interim and the final constitution. What were they intending when they did that? So I would throw the name of Albi Sachs, retired judge Albi Sachs, into the pot as well, Chair. And then finally, Chair, I support fully that, for me, Friday is a working day, and that we should work on a Friday as a committee. But when you spoke earlier on, you were saying that we must be sensitive to Monday being a constituency day. I agree with you, Chair. But I think what we must also add is that, according to the parliamentary program, we go on constituency, I think, on the 20th. Of this month. So whilst you do your program, I think 20th of next month, I beg your pardon, whilst you do your program, Chair, I think it would be instructive for you to also talk to the chief whips of the various parties, because some parties might feel we don't want our members to be here, we all want to be on the ground doing elections work. So as you do your program, the time frames as put by the first presentation plus the consultation with chief whips in terms of their view of allowing us to come back during elections that would help in terms of drawing up your program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Smenya.
No, Chair, I'm partly covered with Honorable Smith, but I want to caution the meeting that you, Chair, must be able to help us. As we bring the names, we must not have a men's club forgetting that society consists of men and women. So there must be gender parities in what we do. So I'm just saying, because I can see who might have a club, men's club.
Well, I thought Paul was
proposed that maybe to say that even if we must be allowed to bring the names to you even outside this meeting, so that we can help.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mabila Ngwenya.
Chairperson, I support the proposal of the adoption of the program in principle while the consultation that is supposed to be made, and also to propose that on the side of the experts, we put AgriSA as Honorable Ngwenya has indicated, and plus, and also the Legal Resource Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If members would allow, I was going to also say, let's reflect maybe on the possibility of having good development, because it used to do, and I still think it does, do a lot of work with farm workers. Because I think it's important to also, as we deal with practitioners, we look at AgriSA, we look at Nkunzi development, which deals with farm workers, so that we can also get the views. But as members are saying, this is not a, you know, exhaustive list. Some members may be reflecting, thinking also the issue of gender parity, also thinking of different persuasions that they would forward the names. But what I'm taking from the meeting is that there is broad consensus on the proposal. The suggestion that we need to look at compressing some of the presentations so that we can gain more traction in terms of time. There is also suggestion that it would add value to also bring in some of the people who were part of the constitutional drafters, both in the interim and the final constitution, to also even understand what was their intent with regards to Section 25. And also their proposals of timing, for us to look at the timing and factor it in detail when we bring the program back to you for next week. And the sensitivity around the other stakeholders who are important in this process arising out of the joint tagging mechanism, your traditional leaders, your provinces, and the work of the NCUP. So we will bring all of that. There's also a suggestion from members for us to consult not only with the committee section, but also to consult with the various chief whips of political parties in terms of the participation of their members post the 20th of March, given that it is a constituency period. Actually, members will have to get the permission of their parties during that period to participate in the committee meeting. So we will factor all of that in. We'll also look at the budgets that we have from the committee section to support this work, because I think also that is important to be factored in this work. With those summaries, Honourable Maseko,
I just want to propose that we, in the documents, if we could also add the terms of reference of this committee as part of the document, so that we can now and then refer to it.
Thank you. Would actually put the resolution as it was, adopted rather by the National Assembly, because that is our terms of reference of this committee. But we'll make sure that in the next meeting, the Secretariat will have a full pack of documents. One, it will be the resolution of the House, the report of the CRC. Oh, he has them. He should have distributed, so that members can have that as their resource, you know, documents going forward, and any other relevant matters. Members, I would like to close the meeting. I know some members, I was given by their chief whips, you know, permission that they are here, but they still are expected to go to their respective caucuses. We will communicate to members about when next week we are meeting. We'll try and do that as early as it is possible. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.